approach you about, you know, starting your own YouTube bread show?
It was kind of a mutual thing, I guess, because obviously the show is heavily based on the live show that we're doing, the live tour.
Yeah.
So we thought with these characters that we've developed and the style that we've developed with these characters, we could take it away from the live show as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of a mutual thing. Obviously, YouTube is the platform that I use every single day. That's yeah. my fans are, so it's the perfect place to host another project like this.
And how exciting is it to sort of be able to use this platform in a new way with a show that is going to be something that's going to be in front of hopefully a different group of fans and may introduce you into new people?
It's really exciting, actually. It's been fun because I've been in YouTube for a good 5 years. It's really fun to experience website changing. It changes every day, month to month. It changes all the time, so going from like YouTube 5 years ago to YouTube now, being able to create these bigger productions, which is also another awesome thing, is that working with YouTube and YouTube Red is, it means that I can create bigger productions but still host it on the same platform, same channel that I have all my core fans on as well.
Yeah. And you know, you talked about how it's constantly changing, it's very dynamic. So how is this new show going to affect your YouTube channel?
I think it's just a matter of being able to bring those, that bigger production and that bigger idea, and actually bring it to the channel, because if I didn't have the support of YouTube and YouTube Red, it possibly wouldn't have happened at all. So it's just really great to be able to have that support and help to be able to make these bigger, better videos, but also host them on the same channel that I use every single day too.
Yeah. And you know, you've been on YouTube for 5 years and it's constantly changing, and you've seen your base grow, and now you have your own show. What's it been like, sort of this ride to see your rise and being able to deliver content that is still on the same platform but at a bigger production, as you said?
Crazy. This whole kind of journey has been crazy, when you combine like making videos every day with the tour and the show as well. It's been a crazy ride, but also extremely enjoyable as well, because obviously I produce everything myself, I edit everything myself, I do everything that I produce on my channel is me. I don't have any other help, so the learning process of taking on a production like this was really fun too. Having like full camera crews, post-production animators. It was a really fun process, really fun.
Yeah, and you know, being that it's a bigger production, as you said, you've got cameramen, you've got a much bigger crew, you know, you usually work by yourself. What was the collaboration like with the crew and YouTube?
It was great because we actually used the people to work on my tour.
Mm-hmm.
Are now like my core team for stuff like that. So we took them and worked with them and YouTube in conjunction with each other to be able to create this awesome world that with a team that already kind of knew that world, because we worked really close with them for the tour. So it made sense to keep that team and keep that creativity together, but also bring YouTube in as well for extra support.
Yeah. And what do you hope fans take away from this new show? You know, it's bigger, but is there a specific message you want them to take away from the show, or is it something more like you just want to show what you're able to do when given this kind of production?
It's kind of all of those things. The main thing is a lot of people haven't seen the live tour, and it's heavily based on that, so it's going to be cool to show people little pieces of the tour, because at the minute people are going to the live show without knowing anything about it, whereas now after the show airs, hopefully people will start like recognizing certain bits while we're performing the show, and they'll kind of know what to expect, and also know a little bit more about characters like Eve, who's a huge part of the show, huge part of the live show as well. But now when she arrives on stage for the first time, people will know who she is, know what she's like, what her character's like, and I think that'd be really, really cool. I can't wait to experience that.
Yeah. And it's interesting, just like, you know, from the trailer I saw from the show and sort of the bits I got from the live show, it's very much sort of encompasses what YouTube is about, which is about expressing yourself in new and unique ways, and just being able to freely express yourself. Is that something, you know, that's very intentional in your work?
Yeah, I think my main message when making videos and with anything I do is just having fun, keeping everything really positive, really fun, lighthearted, and just having a good time, because that's what I love to do, basically, and that's what the style of content that I love to create. So whether it's my own videos, the YouTube Red Show, or the live tour, they're all just about having fun, spreading positivity, and yeah, having a good time.
Yeah. And what is the biggest thing you think you learned from this experience, you know, creating your own show?
Biggest thing I learned? I think I learned a lot personally from, like, a technical side and through the process of creating a production like this. That was really interesting to me, because obviously that's something that I do every day.
Yeah.
So that was really interesting. I guess the part that hasn't happened yet is learning how the audience will respond to this bigger, better production, which will be really interesting to find out too. So it's mainly just the process of collaborating with my team, YouTube, and whoever else worked on the show to be able to create such an awesome production at the end of the day.
Yeah. And being that you're expanding and doing bigger productions like this, do you see yourself doing even bigger productions, like maybe possibly a film or documentary on sort of your process?
The option is definitely there. I mean, now that we've created this, we've gone from like having my little stories in Minecraft to having these characters that are featured in the tour and the book, and then taking them into their own world, even though it's kind of our world too.
Yeah.
But giving them their own personalities and style and stuff, we have this really awesome basis to keep it going. And also there's the opportunity to take this show and take it away from the live shows, and then have like their very own custom stories, custom adventures, and yeah, I think we've built this really amazing world that has endless possibilities, really.
Yeah. And how is that process like, you know, writing, because you are building your own worlds, and I think, you know, you brought up Minecraft, it's very much about, you know, putting your mark, and so is YouTube. It's about creating your own channel and sort of inviting people into your world. So what's the process? How fun is that, just to be able to write these worlds and see them come to life?
It's amazing. I think the great part of working with my team and YouTube is that the whole thing is still, the core of it is still what I did like 3 years ago.
Yeah.
So the core of it, all characters, and like you said, building your own world and making your own mark, it's still, and still doing that, just with that extra help and production on a bigger scale, I guess.
Yeah.
So yeah, that core idea of building your own stories and ideas is still there. It's just being produced on a much higher scale.
Yeah. And being that you're getting bigger, is it harder to stay to those core values where, you know, because you are still producing every day on your own, and now you have this show, you have the live show, so is it harder to keep that funness that you had when you first started in YouTube 5 years ago?
No, the only thing that's harder is time.
Yeah.
There was 48 hours in the day instead.
Yeah.
Because doing the live show is almost my side project, which is kind of a weird thing to say, because it's such a large scale thing, but then I've got my channel as well that I'm running every single day. So as soon as I get in from a show, I'm editing, I'm making thumbnails, and then while the show was happening as well, I was doing filming days for that while rehearsing the show, doing shows as well during the recording of that. So I think if I didn't enjoy it, I wouldn't be able to do it, do anything this crazy, because I think you have to enjoy it. You have to enjoy the craziness of it to get the best out of what you're doing.
Yeah. And is there any advice you'd give content creators just starting out and sort of seeking to, you know, find their voice?
Well, whenever anyone asks me the question, this question, I have two answers. The first one is like practice. Like, no one is going to make a hit straight away. You need to learn about, like, technically what you need to do to make videos, learn about pretty much anything, learn about yourself, even what you kind of want to do. And that necessarily, your first ideas might not be your best ideas. So it took me a good year or so to get this story element of Minecraft. So yeah, practice every day, and most importantly, have fun, because if you're having fun doing what you do, then the people watching what you create will also have fun. So yeah, those are my two main things I suggest to people.
Yeah. And you know, now that the show's coming out, it's just like, you know, when you started, how this is so big, you know, how YouTube has changed.
Yeah.
Just from as a platform, now you have Red, where it's giving creators even a bigger platform to sort of express themselves. And what do you think is the future of YouTube as you see it?
The future of YouTube, that's always a hard one. It's like, it's kind of like the question where people say, where do you see yourself in like a year?
Yeah.
If you'd asked that a year ago, I wouldn't be saying that I'd be doing this now. it's a really cool thing that every day is kind of different. You kind of take it as it comes. So it's a very difficult question to answer, and I'm not sure. But I think YouTube's proving that it's always coming out new ideas, new projects that can help creators to take what they do and propel it even further.